Okay, guys, so it's time for another short episode. Roswell, how short will it be then? Ugh. So like every UFO adjacent podcast, I surely need to have an episode about Roswell. I've been chatting the other day with a podcasting buddy, and I've been telling them, wow, I hope you never do Roswell. And they're like, yeah, we are going to do Roswell because everybody needs to do Roswell. And I said, really? It's not the law. You don't need to do it. But yeah, Roswell, what everybody thinks is the be-all and all of UFO research. An insignificant little thing that happened in a little faraway town nobody ever knew existed. Faded away into obscurity until the late 70s when it began being used for disinformation and blew out of proportions into a clusterfuck of a whole mythology that became the central point of ufology since the 80s. And is still not really talked about because modern ufology is all about the TTSA crowd and disclosure. And are they really ever talking about Roswell? No, they are not. There are reasons for that I may go into later. But yeah, I'm cashing in and I'm making my own Roswell episode, though I doubt anybody will be satisfied with what I have to say about Roswell now, because it's a clusterfuck. There are so many books on so many little insignificant aspects. If you're a UFO writer, you're either writing about Roswell or you're some lame-ass loser. But recently I did listen to the audiobook version of Witness to Roswell, the 75th anniversary edition, and I don't know, I'm making the episode just to justify why I spent 8 to 9 hours of my life listening to that. So for those who don't know or have been living under a rock, the Roswell incident, the most famous American UFO incident, occurred in July of 1947, right after Kenneth Arnold popularized UFOs in the public consciousness. So it was very, very fresh. Like, as soon as people were talking about flying saucers, this happened. And then it faded away into obscurity. Something crashed on the ranch of a guy named Mac Brazel, or I think he was just the ranch hand and taking care of the ranch of somebody else. Nevertheless, he called the cops and said, one of those flying saucers crashed on my ranch. Took him a few days to get up to the ranch and see the debris and then call the military, call the press, tell them we found a flying saucer, and then newspapers printed, yeah, flying saucer was found in Roswell. The very next day, they actually recanted that story and said it was just a weather balloon and put this picture of who turned out to be Jesse Marcel, an intelligence officer, staring dumbfoundedly at a large piece of foil. Anyway, the government covered this up and it faded away into obscurity. Nobody talked about it until I think the late 70s, but before that they did talk about other incidents like the Aztec crash, which never really sparked the interest of the ufology community until the Roswell incident was revitalized and this whole mythology was formed, opening up a new era of ufology where everybody was talking about fucking Roswell. I do mean everybody, not just ufologists, but also counterintelligence agents, who probably were the ones who revitalized this interest. One of the biggest popularizers of the Roswell incident, Bill Moore, was secretly being used as a disinformation agent by Richard Doty. He co-authored the most influential book on the Roswell incident and continued to popularize it throughout the 80s. Stanton Friedman got involved, and later on they continued to popularize the Majestic 12 document, which turned out to be fucking fakes, or bogus as it was written on them later on by the FBI, which were maybe hoaxed by Doty or some other counterintelligence agent. Nevertheless, the ufology community started saying, oh, well, these are fake, but they are made from real information, and Roswell is still real. And then, I think in the 90s, the government said, no, it was just Project Mogul, a top secret project where they would fly some very special weather balloon-like devices, but they were actually spy balloons that had microphones, which were there to track sounds from Russian nuclear tests. And the debris found at Roswell was one of these downed Project Mogul balloons. And I am stating this matter-of-factly because I truly believe it was. It was just a Project Mogul spy balloon. Or maybe it wasn't, because a lot of witnesses have stated that they saw alien bodies around the wreckage. There are theories that these were mannequins. There are theories that these were Japanese prisoners of war who suffered from progeria and looked kind of like aliens. The most popular theories is that there were three dead aliens and one live one that they took care of until 1952, I believe, and named Eben and gave him ice cream to eat. Strawberry flavored ice cream. And also he apparently liked to listen to Tibetan music, because that's what Richard Doty says. And Richard Doty is reformed and obviously is not bullshitting us anymore. Are you people fucking mental? Okay, so think of a downed aircraft and aircraft that had beings inside that died. Wouldn't the impact, I don't know, squash them or rip them apart? You'd be finding limbs all over the place. You won't be finding neatly packed bodies around the craft for everybody to see like it's a set of a movie. And even if one of these aliens was left alive for, what, like 5 years? We're talking about aliens. Why do you assume that a being from another planet with a different gravity, a different atmosphere, a different chemical composition, different levels of electromagnetic energy being radiated at it from its earliest evolutionary stages by a star that is not our sun? Why do you assume a being like this would be able to even exist on our planet? Why do you assume it could communicate with us, even listen to our music? Why would its ears or auditory organs be able to perceive the vibrations that we call music, or even perceive it the same way we do as music? Why do you assume a being like this would be able to see us? Even a slight shift in gravity would make it blind. This being's bones would fracture under our gravity conditions. Unless it's from some giant planet with high gravity, in which case it would blow up like when you get a blobfish out of the water. You saw those photos. It would turn to jello. And yes, people still believe that aliens exist and that they are visiting us and even crashing on our planet and staying alive. So they may stay alive long enough to eat ice cream and to listen to Tibetan music. It's obvious nobody in the ufology community knows anything about basic biology, because most of the interest in UFOs is technology oriented. It is not even about the ETH, about extraterrestrials. Nobody cares about the aliens. All people care about is the tech. So even if you dismiss the aliens, which is something most of the ufology community does, you're left with the tech. The appeal of the Roswell incident is the idea that the US government got a hold of alien tech and tried to reverse engineer it. Because that's what the US government does, or rather the whole of the United States of America. They steal something that belonged to someone else who died or was killed, and then they repurpose it to sell it, or to use it to kill somebody else so they may steal their stuff to repurpose it. It's the American way. Isn't it sad that the reason we perpetuated this myth and believed in it so much throughout the decades, and it's still going on, is not because of an interest in aliens, is not because of the wonder and amazement of some other higher intelligences existing out there that we may communicate with. It's because of this idea that we can use their stuff, which surely the military of the US would benefit highly from, but something they benefit even more from than having actual alien tech is creating the illusion that they have alien tech. The reason why the Roswell mythos would be perpetuated and promoted throughout the decades via disinformation agents is because you are portraying a picture that the American government got a hold of something otherworldly and that it has much more advanced capabilities than its enemies. And even if it is not fooling its enemies with this grandiose display of itself as being much bigger than it actually is. The Russians are thinking maybe the Americans are wasting their time, so they may, you know, underestimate the Americans, so the Americans may fuck them over.
Oh, those stupid Americans chasing flying saucers in the sky. Let's go infiltrate their UFO community. Promise those cooks some fake bullshit from Russia, so we may get information on real technology.
And then actually being infiltrated by the American counterintelligence agents, so they may get a hold of actual information from these Russian sources. And yes, Bill Moore was being used for this exact thing. The intelligence community of the US was not using Bill Moore to study aliens. He had some contact in Soviet Russia, and they wanted to get a hold of them for information about real stuff, but via bullshit UFO Roswell stuff. But okay, let's say there is alien technology, there is an alien craft that was recovered. Wouldn't you think this thing would be radioactive as fuck? And wouldn't you think a lot of people would die from it? Wouldn't you think that anybody who got a hold of that memory metal thingy that they were passing around each other, if that was really from a downed alien craft, that it wouldn't be radioactive and just melt away their whole hands? And isn't it interesting that the concept of the flying saucer started in 1947, a few weeks prior, when Kenneth Arnold was on his flight over Mount Rainier and saw a group of crescent-shaped flying thingies flying in some kind of V formation, and then told the press, yeah, I saw crescent-shaped craft. They were moving like saucers over water, and then he was misquoted by the press as saying that he saw flying saucers, which were not a thing before that moment. And then all of a sudden, everybody is seeing flying saucers. And all of a sudden, you see a flying disc that was never a thing before, that never existed in the public consciousness, a flying disc crash around Roswell. Why not one of those ghost rockets that were being seen in Sweden in the 20s and 30s? Why not a Foo Fighter? Why not one of those airships from the 1800s? And why not a Tic Tac or a black triangle like we are seeing today? Are the aliens changing their technology every 10 years? Did they just dispatch their brand new invention of a flying saucer in the summer of 1947? And, well, maybe that's why it crashed, because it was shit. Because it was a prototype piece of shit. Come on, guys, the myth evolves alongside humans. As the public popular perception of the phenomenon changes, so does the perception of the contemporary event. If this crash occurred, let's say, a decade earlier, people would have seen a ghost rocket or a Foo Fighter instead of a disc. So why is nobody talking about Roswell today? Well, nobody aside from the old-timer ufologists who still want to milk this cash cow. Though the new generations are interested more in Tic Tacs, nobody even knows about Roswell now. These newbies who started being interested in ufology since 2017. Now we are seeing Tic Tacs. We're being shown videos of UFO or UAPs by the government, released by the Pentagon. But nobody is talking about Roswell, except maybe Jeremy Corbell, because he wants to still milk the cow via Bob Lazar. I don't know, maybe the government was using this mythos, as I said, for disinformation for decades. And as the public perception changed, they need to create disinformation for the new generations. So they need to essentially debunk their old bullshit. Maybe it was a Project Mogul balloon. Maybe it was something else. I doubt it. Unless it was a crashed, broken mirror. Because as I said, the phenomenon seems to change shape alongside humanity and alongside humanity's perception of it. It's not a nuts and bolts flying saucer. It's a mirror to our subconsciousness, or rather a funhouse mirror version of it created by the government to keep the UFO community talking about bullshit. So they may now discredit the UFO community, because now nobody is turning to the UFO community and they are rebranding everything as UAP. No, you don't have to turn to these old-timey wackos who still believe in the Roswell conspiracy. We have all the answers for you. Just listen to the government. The same government who lied to you about the Roswell crash and then told you the truth about the Roswell crash, so it may now tell you more lies about the new best thing on the block. America has no enemies anymore. And when you have no more enemies, you turn against your own people and you start to feed off of yourself. Why would we kill and exploit other people so far away from us? That costs a lot of money. Why not just lie to and exploit the people we already have? Because it's much easier to take advantage of somebody who is confined within your own home and who is willingly feeding from your own extended hand. Feeding off the truth that you provide it. Because these people are too lazy to get out of the house and seek their own truths. They need a government who is their sugar daddy, who will provide them their version of the truth. On a silver platter, tell them everything, so they can have it all figured out without moving their asses, and lay the foundations of a Roswellian utopia.